This is a program about going deeper. It is about creating a culture of learning. It's about putting apostolic feet to prophetic hope. It is our mission to purposefully equip the world to transform their region with God's love. We want to create an atmosphere of divine influence to the nations by walking in the power of His Holy Spirit with a faith that shapes the future. Welcome to Eagle Mountain Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Eagle Mountain Radio. My name is Chris. I'm going to be your host today, and we are coming to you from Bend, Oregon in our new half-assembly studio, which is pretty cool. It's going to be very nice. We're going to be able to use this for a lot of stuff, actually.
We should have like a ladder back there, so it's like it's in construction and process.
The next episode, yeah. We will have a ladder.
We'll pull a ladder.
Because I happen to be looking at one right now.
I know.
We're getting a ladder. So if you're listening to this on the like, Apple Podcast or Google and you're, what is going on?
Yes.
You need to go watch Bobby assemble a ladder specifically. You remember when websites used to have those under construction things all the time?
Yes. And now Donovan like is going to be like, it's growing out of Becky's head.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
He's like, what are they doing? We are going with the flow. This is what you get when you just do one wide shot.
That's right.
Can I just do my part from right here? Would that be
actually,
okay?
Actually, you need to. Okay. So who we've got is Bobby on a ladder.
Yes.
And we've got Becky.
Hello.
And... she's not on the ladder.
No.
Oh, she's not on the ladder either.
The ladder's growing out of my head.
And we've got Veronique.
Hello, hello.
Yep. You guys all doing good?
Yes.
I'm excited about this topic.
Yes, you me are. Too.
Absolutely.
Well, okay. Me too. So the topic is, it seems that, and, you know, I don't know if it's, I think it's worse now just because of what we've all gone through over the last year. This, if you're watching this some other time in the future, we're recording this in the beginning of 2021, so we're kind of still in the COVID days,
COVID
as it were.
Yeah,
and
living in a COVID world.
It's caused a lot of disconnect.
It has.
So for some people, a lot of disconnect. Like
right,
we were doing this event, and this guy came in. It was in the fall of last year, and he was like, "Oh, well, this is the first time I've been out of my house since March." So that was like 8 months at that time.
Right.
Yeah.
So for some people, a lot of disconnect.
Yeah.
But I think in the Christian space, what we're seeing is that people are feeling the disconnect, which is real, and then they're kind of applying that into what God will and won't do and what He can and can't do. So,
yeah.
You know, it just like the Holy Spirit struggles with, you know, disconnect and distance, which
yeah.
is not true.
Right.
But that's what we wanted to talk about. So what? Yeah. Right off the top, what, Bobby, you look like you've got something to say.
Oh, you're reading his eyes.
I think that part of the enemy's trap in isolation is to get us so disconnected and to use bombs that go off in our life or in the nation or in the globe that we think are bigger than our control. And so it can, doesn't always, but it can cause a passivity that says, well, I mean, how else are we going to respond to this? I've got to abide by the COVID rules, or I've got to, and there's a way to be lawful, there's a way to be legal, but there's a way not to lose your heart.
Yeah.
There's a way to stay connected. God's so far above all of the things and limitations that we've put upon ourselves. And so I'm so excited to discuss what that looks like and how to stay connected, because the call of the bond of the Spirit has not changed.
Come on.
Because of COVID.
Yep.
That's
I absolutely good. Agree. I'm not getting all fired up over here, but I am looking up online. I'm looking up the centurion story.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the thing that I mean, we will get into. I don't want to jump ahead if you are wanting to set it up all nicely.
Well, let's. All right, let's set it up. So one of the things we were talking about this in the pre-show. So one of the things is people feeling like, I think it comes from patterns of habits. Patterns of habits. Is that how you say it? Patterns. Where, okay, when I meet the Lord, is when the worship. On Sunday morning when the worship's just really knocking it out of the park and Donovan has the hazer turned up full blast.
Love it.
And Bobby delivers a message that strikes me to my soul and then I can meet the Lord in the front.
Yeah.
So in other words, when all the stars align.
The stars align, yes. And I get in a pattern of it, and that's when I connect with the Lord. Mm. That's bad news, because the enemy can mess around with that.
Yeah. Yep.
And if that's your only way, then you're kind of setting yourself up for trouble. And then COVID comes along, and you don't get any of that. No more of that for a while. Uh-oh, I guess I can't talk to the Lord. I can't meet the Lord. I can't make that connection anymore. And so that's a lie, but it's a powerful truth in the way that it affects us, because we've slipped into this worn pattern of behavior. Mm-hmm. And expectation, and that's how it has to happen. That's, I got to set up the scenario so that it works out for me to meet with God. That's how I got to go to the Bethel healing rooms if I'm going to get a healing, because they got it all figured out. Mm-hmm. And that's not how God works.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with the Bethel healing rooms or meeting God on the in the front after a wonderful service. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that's not how God works. He works in his way.
Yeah.
But we have to be a participant. So we come to the centurion. So the centurion had the Zoom call, Holy Spirit doing work over Zoom call, figured out before any of us, because he said, hey, can you heal my servant? And Jesus says, no problem, we can go do that. And he says, no, a Zoom call is fine.
Yeah.
Just say the word. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he didn't say Zoom call. Yeah. If you guys are like, what, a Zoom call? The point is that he knew the
what
power.
What translation is that? What translation is that?
That's a new Chris translation.
Yeah, nice. That's awesome.
Yes. So, but the point is that he knew that all was required was for him to just have it happen. He spoke a word, and he knew that that would carry the weight. And I think we need to look at the faith of that guy and say, we need to stop being whiny about our inability to do the thing that we really like and go out down to the front because that's where we meet God or whatever, because we're not in a season where you can do that right now. So that doesn't mean God stops working and you stop working.
Mm-hmm.
That's the setup.
Amazing.
That's a great setup. I think you're striking to the heart of the truth about the Holy Spirit's omnipresence. Mm. That literally he's got, you know, his go-to, his slogan, his one-liner under his banner is, I work remotely. I mean, he is just this, I need you to see that. And what's wild to me is that the innovation statement came out of another mouth besides Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In that moment with the centurion, you would think that Jesus would be the one to go, dude, don't limit me to your thinking. You would think that under normal circumstances, you gotta come, Jesus. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm actually face to face with you. When's that gonna happen again? I need you to come.
Right,
for all those reasons. But it was not Jesus, it was that guy, the centurion, who actually had the innovation statement and he upped it. And that's what made Jesus go, wow, love that level of faith that you're walking in. Who could deny that?
Yeah, yeah. So here, I've got it in Luke 7. When Jesus and he were talking, Jesus said, I'll come over. He says, Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I didn't even presume to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. And I just love, I love that he was deep in the military, right? That was his job. He understood authority.
Yeah. He had 1,000 troops that he commanded, or 100.
Right? Yep. Like, all you got to do is say the word, which means that in that one sentence, he was acknowledging you are numero uno. Everything else that's going to come is going to come down from you. So just say it. I get goosebumps all over because I recognize when we are doing the Zoom call, when we're face to face with people praying for them, I think sometimes we think that it's because of us. That the people are being healed. It actually has nothing to do with us. We're asking the Father who heals. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, oh, but if we take this out of the equation and we haven't fasted for this many days and I didn't eat this for breakfast and I haven't had this much water, like, it has to be perfect in order for us to set it up that Jesus is going to heal. But actually, he's the God who heals. Mm-hmm. And that's who the centurion came to meet that day.
Yeah, we overcomplicate it.
We do.
Let's stop doing that. Let's stop overcomplicating it.
So I've got friends, and I'm sure that you guys have friends too who are not in our city. It's not like you can go drop by and visit them or visit them in the hospital, or they've got some issues where they need you to lay hands on them in the spirit, so to speak. Mm-hmm. It's sort of that centurion moment. Psalm 107, he sent his word and rescued them from the grave. And so I've got people who need like miracles right now who live on the other side of the United States or globe. Mm-hmm. And they need this type of message, and we need this type of message to remind ourselves, listen, the centurion issue and what brought about a tangible healing was because he understood authority, as you said.
Yeah.
And when we don't understand our authority, then we are completely limited to what we can do in the
exactly.
natural.
Wow.
That's
exactly.
the issue here, is if I understood my authority, I could pray for someone in upstate New York right now,
yeah.
get out of that bed,
yeah.
and you would rise.
Come on.
If I knew my authority. So that's that thing. We have been, it seems to be, and that's where we can let the enemy take advantage of this situation
yeah.
to say, now we're limited. All of a sudden, the globe has gotten smaller, and in one way it has, but your authority has not.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, what if this was a setup to put you in a position to understand your authority and say, I don't need to go then. If the planes aren't working, I don't need to go. What if the planes aren't working is also supposed to raise up that translation anointing within us to where we say, we don't need planes. It's very biblical that
yes,
we travel
please.
Without planes.
Come on.
It's very biblical that Philip, who baptized the Ethiopian eunuch, was found 27 miles away by the Spirit of the Lord as soon as he came out of that water.
I love it.
Amen.
So what you're saying, though, what I'm hearing you say is that it's you know, we don't stop assembling together.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm hearing you say is we still assemble together, but we gain a greater understanding of our authority in prayer, and that we are not limited by being in proximity to seeing those prayers, the miracles, anything of the power and the move of God.
For the people who are in proximity, you need to value it and get in proximity. There is no excuse for not being in proximity.
Mm.
For your friends who are on the other side of the planet, you need to understand, I need to understand that there is no distance in prayer. And if I have started to think that and be lulled to sleep by it, then I have already lost or started losing my authority. It really is about authority.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the trouble, though, right? Like, the trouble is, when we start to doubt, then the effectiveness we have, it's less effective, and then that causes more doubt.
Yeah.
So how do we get out of that?
Yeah. So I think that we're today, if you're hearing this, then the impartation for you is, have I lost my authority in any way? Have I lost my faith in that there is no distance, that I literally can proclaim right now to friends, family around the world, salvation, healing, miracles? I can start to preach from my pulpit, from my car, my prayer closet, no matter where I am. And then when I do have a moment to be around people and in proximity, I need to use my voice. It is the devil's role right now to silence the church. And so you and I have to decide we are not going to be silenced in this time. And we have to value what God values.
Mm-hmm.
And he has put the word inside of us. Just say the word,
yeah.
and my servant will be healed.
Yeah.
Are you saying the word is my question?
That's so good. There's one word in this translation that stands out to me and actually grabs at my heart. It says, it's the word marveled. And I think of the word marvel, and it is like really everything. Like, you can marvel at something. You are literally putting awe and splendor. You're taking a moment to celebrate something so amazing. And Jesus did that to the centurion. Scripture doesn't say the centurion marveled at Jesus. It said Jesus marveled
yes.
at this guy. Why?
Wow.
Because of his faith.
Yeah.
That's it. And I think, how much can God do? If we honestly asked ourselves that question, how much can God do? Think of the problems in your life. Think of the miracles that you're asking. Can he do them?
And culturally, there was a belief that God was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, meaning only the God of the Jews.
Right.
And here is a guy who is not Jewish, Roman, and he is having enough wild faith to believe that the God of the Jews will respond in a miraculous
That's
way
wow.
to another Roman.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just childlike That's faith. That's all that God wants, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Jesus says, come like a child. Come like a child. Yeah. You tell a child that they're going to get as much lemonade as they can drink. I promise you, they will expect more than you brought.
Right, right.
Because that's a child's faith. Come, and when we come before the Lord, like we were joking in the pre-show with, praying for people over Zoom, and can it even happen? And the miracles that happen over Zoom, like, whoa, that seems so out there. And what if someone had what is it called? A filter, like a cat. Would God still heal if they accidentally turned on their cat filter? Here we think.
I mean, dog filter maybe, but I don't know about cat filter.
Definitely
That's a
llama.
Little too far.
And unicorn. But I think sometimes we just limit ourselves. If we just were limitless.
Absolutely.
And we believed that the Lord said yes.
Yes. There was a gentleman
who
texted me early this morning, 7:54. He had a word from God for me. I came in on Facebook Messenger. Hmm. I was supposed to be in my prayer time, but it interrupted me, and I was like, and it turned out to be a God moment. His name is Will. I won't tell you his last name because I didn't get his permission to talk. As soon as I start to read his encouraging word about us and the mantle for prayer and proclamation, sort of what we're talking about, I get this word for him while I'm reading it. I'm hearing the Lord speak to me while I'm reading. And the Lord said to me, tell him where there is a will, there is a way.
Wow.
And that word was because God has given him a spirit of possibilities that wherever he shows up, no is not an answer.
Yeah.
Whoa. That
and so
sweet.
I believe it's timely for what we're talking about and that ability to know that there's no boundaries with the Lord.
Yes.
Even if you feel stuck right now, you're not stuck right now. Yeah. Wherever there's God's will, there is a way.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
You know, it's kind of something you guys were saying made me realize. It's also kind of amazing the belief and understanding the centurion had about God's love, too. Because he was the bad guy. He was the oppressor. And the way that the Pharisee, the religious leaders at the time, the way that they would characterize God was also like a God of judgment and fierceness. And not that God's not a fierce God, but that was the characterization of it.
Right. Yeah.
So for this guy to go, I'm the bad guy, to a fierce God, but even still, I'm going to have so much faith and belief in this man, Jesus, as the Son of God and who he is, of his love, I'm going to have the courage to present my case, which was totally inappropriate.
Yeah. Wow.
Regardless, I'm going to present it.
Yeah.
That's a kind of faith that we need to strive for.
That's
the marvel
thing.
Like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Right. So what is the word? What is the word that we're hearing from the Lord wherever you are, and how are you appropriating that word?
Well, so one I think is, you don't have an excuse. Don't make any more, no more excuses.
Yeah.
COVID is not an excuse.
Yeah.
Your injury is not an excuse. Your finances are not, you have no excuses. If the centurion could roll in there and say, hey, no problem. I know I'm the bad guy, but I know you enough. I know of you enough to know that just like a general, you just say the word and it's done. Then we just don't have any excuses. So just stop it.
That's right.
Bam. Let's
bring the supernatural back into Christianity.
Yes.
Let's understand that God's not limited by anything. Let's start using modern day devices, cell phones. You can lead someone to the Lord over your cell phone. You can baptize them over your cell phone. Okay, get into the tub. Fill it halfway with water.
I mean, cell phones are waterproof now, so you have no excuse. Like this.
Okay,
we're doing
on
this
the
all
count
the
of three, I'm going to tell you to lay back and in Jesus' name be baptized. I mean, there's
That's
no
awesome.
Excuse yeah. at all for healing the sick, raising the dead, yeah. and casting out devils from thousands of miles away.
Totally.
I think if we also look at the... You guys are hilarious. I think if we look at the story, though, of the centurion, God at any other time could have brought the prophetic word of what he was going to do with the Gentiles. Okay, remember, this it had not yet been revealed that the Gentiles were going to be able to receive salvation as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And so here is the moment that Jesus leaps upon and says, okay, you see this guy, Gentile? And his first thought was, I will come and heal him. That's what he said. I will come and heal him. So he had already purposed in his heart because he saw the will of his father to go and heal this person. And when the centurion said, nah, you don't even have to come. All you have to do is say the word. He used that, leveraged that moment to prophesy of our salvation.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What now lies out there that Jesus is waiting for a response from us to say, Jesus, you don't have to make it all perfect for me. All I need is the word, and I'm going.
You mean
and
I don't
I'm
have
doing.
To move to Texas to be free from COVID?
Hey, that's in another podcast, okay? We're going to talk about that one. Hold
she
on
really
on
wants to
one.
Jump to that.
But that, guys, what could be released prophetically? What does Jesus want to do and prophesy and say and bring into earth that has been awaiting the moment that we show this type of faith?
Yes.
Shucks, I just sit here listening to this feeling so convicted.
Get wrecked, Veronique.
Just for reals though, like, okay, God, I limited you.
Wow.
I am not sitting here going,
you're the
that's
only
right,
one.
People.
You're the only
you
one that's limited.
This,
hey, you're the only
that's
one.
The way it should
so
be.
So you are definitely
I'm sitting here, God, forgive me.
That's the way it should be.
God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I put you in a box again. Every single time I turn around, I've put you in a box and you didn't climb in there all by yourself. You know?
Wow.
I'm so sorry, God. Please just forgive me. I want to live a limitless life. I want to live where God, you said, and so it is. And I'm going to trust, and I'm going to believe, and I'm going to speak, and it's going to be.
That's awesome. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
okay. That's awesome.
Okay. So how do we do that? So I think everybody, well, no, that's totally not true. Everybody is not going to agree with that. I think that people, there are people that are going to listen to this and go, you know what? I'm with Veronique. Me too. I want to do that. I do.
I think we all are at some point.
We all want to do that.
Just to be clear, I'm not speaking name it and claim it. You know, like, I want that mansion. God's giving me that mansion. I'm taking that mansion. I'm not talking that. I'm speaking the will of the Father.
Right.
And the healing and the life of Christ manifest on the earth.
Yes. So how do we do that? Because I think some people are going to hear this and they're going to go, okay, so what? How do I do that?
Yeah.
Because when you say, we're going to go from here to this little, if you're listening to this, I'm holding my fingers like really close together, like a millimeter. Like you're going from this millimeter and then we're kind of realizing, oh, God is infinite. So let's step into infinite. Like that's a big journey for us. So how, when that seems too big, like how do I get to that? How do I start to practice? How do I start to live this out in a way that's tangible for the person that's listening?
I think it starts with the way that, at least for me, this is what's helped. Donna Hoover, one of the leaders from Morningstar Fellowship of Ministries, who we are connected with, she shared this. She says, it's block by block, step by step.
Yeah.
And you take what you get, just the little step, the little block that you get, and you just take a step with that.
Mm-hmm.
And each step you take, each block you get are given and then utilize and build upon, you're going to find yourself further down the road building the beauty of God that he's always designed for your faith to have and belief to have.
Yeah.
And then she said this, it's not for us, it's for them. So, and that what she meant by that for me was every step I take, every block that I build upon is not just for me, but it's for those who God has put in my life.
Yep.
And if I keep that perspective,
yep.
I don't go narcissistic and navel gazing, but I keep that perspective, then it gives me the strength and courage to continue because I see it's not just for me, it's for other people too. I need to take that step.
Yeah.
I come out of a message like this, and I'm thinking the same way, Veronique. I'm thinking my prayer needs to be, I need to put it on my lips and say, God, what I got from this is about authority.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a way greater remote capability when to the degree of my authority.
Mm.
And when my authority is nil, then I start thinking nil.
Yep.
And so, Lord, help my authority to grow. Help the reality of you in me to grow. And then I've got to step out. Bob Jones used to tell us, when you go into a restaurant and you think you're just going there to eat, you ain't going there to eat.
Oh, funny.
Check your body when you come in. If you got all of a sudden pain in your body, he said, that's for someone else.
No
it,
way.
And did he say it with that language?
Or he
that
said it
accent?
Just like that.
That accent? Son,
just like,
I like that.
And he said, when you go in and he goes, some of you, people are going to die in restaurants. I'm just telling you. They're going to fall out of their seat. And thank the Lord you're there. And you thought you were just going to eat.
Yeah.
And so that's just this. If I am not carrying authority, then my awareness goes down of what I'm carrying.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am now just in a restaurant to eat. I'm not looking with peripheral vision. Oh, so if I could pray remotely, let's practice it. If I could pray remotely over you right now, and you're in your car, you're walking, you're jogging, you're on the river trail, you're in Zimbabwe. If I could pray remotely over you right now, it would be literally that your peripheral vision would open up to see all of these opportunities that are bad theology in terms of I have little authority is actually robbing us from. We have opportunities that are happening every day. And when our peripheral vision opens up, then we are not passing those by.
Yeah.
And we are saying, Lord, and all of a sudden it's no longer, Lord, you just speak the word.
Yeah.
The Lord's like, no, I did that once to model it for you. Now it's you speak the word. So that centurion moment happened once, but from that time on, that centurion knew, I can speak the word. If he got saved and got his heart right with the Lord, Jesus wouldn't have let that become the model anymore. He had to have a word in his mouth.
Wow.
Right. That's really good.
And on that bombshell, good night.
Well, okay, so my left shoulder is hurting. So,
come on.
I declare healing. If there is someone out there who needs healing in your left shoulder, I declare healing to come right now in the name of Jesus. And if you received healing, as we declare in Jesus' name, you start declaring over other people. And let's keep this going. Also, let us know if you received healing. That would be awesome, too.
Yeah. I saw sinuses. Sinuses earlier. And so this will take the moment. Then I was waiting for that moment, and this is that. Lord, heal sinuses. Somebody broke a tooth. You just broke a tooth, and I speak healing over that tooth. And you've been and God's going to surprise you. Can God fill that tooth? Absolutely. I've got a verse for you. Psalm 81:10. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it.
I would like.
I love it.
Awesome.
He's let's get back to the point.
Yeah, my driver is going, come on.
Let's
do this. But it's awesome. That's great filling. So I would also like to, I think that we should end with praying for anyone who has been feeling like they're on that chain. You know how certain animals, if they're put on a chain, you know, and that chain is put, you know, put into the ground like on a pole, and then they walk around that chain and they live off of that chain. When they're off of, when they're released from that chain, many of those different types of animals will believe that they're still on the chain, and they'll stay only within the realm of what that chain allows them to remain in. And if we could, you know, I was just wondering if there is anyone out there that feels like this last year has been that they've been on a chain, they've been, you can only do this, this is, you know, now we've got to be so mindful of blah blah blah, but now it's on a subconscious level
we're
mindful
of
all the restrictions.
Absolutely.
And if we could just pray that those that the Lord would release those chains, loose them from those bonds, and that they would be able to hear that word and be set free to do like the centurion, like Bobby was saying, the centurion did. So, Bobby, could you...
Can I add to that real quick? So, yes, 100% to what you're saying. When Bobby was talking about the peripheral vision being opened, I saw that image, but I didn't understand it when I saw it. But basically, I saw the peripheral image, the peripheral vision being opened up was actually us being tied to God's calendar, to God's diary, to God's journal, that we would not be tied to an earthly anything, journal, diary, schedule, but that the Lord would open the perspective of heaven. So when you were talking about the stake in the ground and the animals being around, I felt like, okay, yes, let's break free from earthly restrictions and let's hook up to the stake that's in heaven, that's God's will, God's design, God's perspective, God's destiny for us. So
that's,
just throw that in there.
Awesome.
So
we should pray that too.
So we're going to end with, so do you want to pray that and then Bobby end with, okay.
Yes, Lord, bring it. Bring it. I ask for hearts that just desire to be chained up, linked up with your desire and your will. It says that what we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, and what we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. God, we just want to bind ourselves to your love. We want to bind ourselves to your destiny and your divine calendar, your divine purposes in our life. And I ask for just waves of freedom to come over eyes that see. He who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying, and open the eyes to see what the Spirit is wanting us to see. In Jesus' name, we just declare freedom. We declare liberty and life. Wow, freedom, liberty, and life. In Jesus' name, that there will be no restrictions that would hold us back. They will just be a hurdle to be jumped. In Jesus' name.
And right now, from Eagle Mountain, from the high desert, we agree with God's calling on your life, and we speak the word over you. Mm-hmm. Whether you're lying in bed, or you've got a sickness or an illness, or you've just been afraid to step into the reality of your call, we send the word to you right now in the name of Jesus, and we say, run with your call. Run with the vision that God has put on your life. Run with the mandate that is in your heart, and raise up in authority. God has given you authority.
Yes.
All authority, Jesus said, has been given to me. Therefore, go. And so we say in the name of Jesus, no more limitations, no spirit of limitations that's been hovering over the top of your head. We break that power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the Lord says, all things are possible now. All things are possible to them that believe.
Yes.
Begin to operate in your authority. Begin to lay hands. Begin to speak remotely. Begin to prophesy and look in the mirror and prophesy until the first person that you're prophesying over is yourself, and then your wife or your spouse and your kiddos, until your atmosphere and the atmosphere in your home and then your church and your region, you'll see the influence begin to grow until there's no distance from the authority that's in your voice. That is what we need on the planet right now, and we commission you for that in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Wow, that's so encouraging and so needed. And we hope that this episode has been a blessing to you and that it's been encouraging. But I also feel like there's somebody that you need to share this with.
Yeah.
I feel like that you're thinking of someone that you need to share this with, that this particular message would be encouraging. And it's really our heart that, you know, this finds its way into the podcast player of the people that really need to hear it. And so that can't happen without you doing that. So you definitely want to subscribe and share it and get it out there and give us feedback too. We definitely want to hear that. Becky, did you have something? Awesome. Well, in that case, we will see you guys in the next episode.
There you are.
Thanks.